Frank Kendall, the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics, says he's got the numbers. They show his better buying power initiatives are working. Kendall says annual contract costs have declined since the reforms were put into place. Even so, he says DOD is still facing a $17 billion shortfall for fiscal 2017. Multiple defense officials have said modernization will take a hit in order to make up for the loss in funds. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Scott Mossioni.
Since 2010, the Defense Department has been implementing a regimen of acquisition reforms aimed at cutting contract costs. Better buying power was first implemented by now Defense Secretary Ash Carter when he was Undersecretary of Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics. The reforms have ranged from using more cost-plus and fixed-price contracts to removing bureaucratic obstacles. The reforms have also focused on education of acquisition officials. Now, 5 years later, current Acquisition Chief Frank Kendall says the Defense Department is seeing a difference. A DoD analysis shows a decline in growth of annual contract costs from about 9% in 2010 to about 3.5% in 2015. Kendall commented on the decline of prices to reporters at the Potomac Officers Club Defense Research and Development event in McLean, Virginia.
I think this clearly demonstrates that we're going in the right direction. It's when you look at the size of the database is large, and it's consistent performance over years, and it comes right out at you that what we're doing with our workforce and what we're doing with our contracting practices and so on is controlling cost. It is working. I mean, there's no question in my mind. I had no question about that before I saw this data, but this is compelling confirmation. You can use that phrase if you want. The other data I shows pretty much the same thing, but it's a little more noisy. The annual report has a number of charts on schedule and cost performance on a different basis that show pretty much the same trend. But I think this is the strongest piece of data that I've seen.
3.5% cost growth is the lowest it's been in 30 years. The number is based on program overruns. Basically, the annual cost growth was calculated by dividing all the cost overruns in programs by all the money put into the programs. DoD has been trying to control cost growth for years. In the 1980s, Congress passed the Goldwater-Nichols Act, which had some acquisition reforms. Those changes brought cost growth from as high as 10% down to about 5%. However, in the 90s, cost growth began to creep up again. Kendall explains that growth.
In mid-90s, we went to a new theory, which there were different forms of this. Started with reinventing government, there was transformation, there was total system performance, where we had a more, I'm going to call it, laissez-faire approach to doing business. You know, the theory behind a lot of the things that were there was industry knows how to do this, the bureaucracy is the problem, get all those regulations out of the way, just give the money to industry, and they'll do a better job. And you can see the result of that. You can see cost growth on contract going up. The five-year moving average smooths it out quite a bit. There are some things in here that are driving.
That policy brought cost growth to its peak in 2010 at about 9% annually. That was right before better buying power was implemented. The data on better buying power still needs to be taken with a grain of salt, however. Jack Gansler, former DoD acquisition chief and professor emeritus at the University of Maryland, spoke with Federal News Radio after the event. Gansler says the biggest driver of cost overruns is the defense budget. If the budget is flush, then contractors and program managers are more likely to take advantage of that and won't be concerned about cost overruns. On the other hand, when budgets are tight, there's no monetary safety net. With the downturn of the economy in 2008 and sequestration in 2013, the better buying power era has existed in an austere budget environment. On the other hand, the 1990s saw a boom in the economy, and after September 11th, the government invested heavily in defense. Gansler notes that he still thinks better buying power is a reason for the decline in cost growth because it has created a culture change within the department. While DoD is bringing down its costs, it's still not getting the funding it expected for 2017. The 2017 budget will be about $17 billion less than expected. Kendall says modernization will take the brunt of that deficit.
We have a lot of different tensions pulling us in different directions. We brought the force structure down in previous budgets. There's not much appetite to bring it down further. There's also not much appetite to cut readiness too much, which means that, and what you'll see, I think, in 17, I think it's fair to say, I spoke with Mike McCord about this on the way out here today, what you'll see in 17 is disproportionate hits to modernization, R&D, and procurement.
DoD Comptroller Mike McCord said the same thing at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says the deficit is $15 billion here because he's using a different metric than most analysts.
One of the ways that we will accommodate this $15 billion or so cut is there will probably be some slowdowns in some modernization programs. And of course, LRSB had a little bit of a delay driven by its own schedule dynamics anyway. But I think that there will be some slowdowns in a few places. Compensation, we need to relook just based as we get new, all the new inflation factors and so on in that are an important part of that dynamic. Military retirement, you know, just enacted in the authorization bill the president signed a few days ago, will be taken into account in our new budget. It's not got a huge near-term impact, but it will be, I think, it will not be a net increase for us, and it might even be the actuaries need to kind of finalize their determination. That's one thing we're waiting on. But I think it might actually be a net, net slight savings for us. So I think that was a good accomplishment from this year in terms of having something that kind of updates our compensation system for retirees and gets more people a benefit without making our situation any worse. So I think that's a positive for us.
Instead of using the money for modernization, DoD is using that money for immediate threats. McCord says DoD will be investing more money in its European Reassurance Initiative, an emergency fund meant to counter Russian aggression. The fund was given $1 billion in 2014 and $750 million in 2015. Here's McCord on what the money would go toward.
What we're looking at is a more robust version of what we've been doing. So exercising, having more presence there and more troop rotations, you know, more not going back to the old days of having 300,000 people permanently stationed there necessarily, but having continuing the higher level of presence and exercising, especially with our more Eastern European partners, as well as looking at now some more permanent investment. I think that's the difference that we're looking at this year, some more permanent investment, whether it be pre-positioning or basing, for some additional presence and additional posture and capability in Europe that would be of a more longer-term nature. What we are not talking about would be having the U.S. Department of Defense help police up the immigration system or the influx of people, you know, into Europe from the Middle East. That kind of thing is something the Europeans need to handle for themselves. But we're talking here on the European side, a more traditional, you know, military role still.
While that takes care of immediate threats, the military services recently told Congress they need money for future readiness investments. Both the Army and the Marine Corps say infrastructure modernizations have been put off in lieu of current readiness. However, infrastructure modernizations are needed for things like training ranges and airports to ready future troops for conflicts. The Marine Corps says in the next 5 years they will have $1 billion in modernization requirements they cannot pay due to budget cuts and reduced top lines. From Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.